Mickey McCann defeat here today to Wicklow in the opening game in the Christy Ring competition. The way he's played the first half, I'm sure you'll be disappointed at the end of it.
Disappointed, surely. Oisín, I suppose after 25 minutes we were 6 or 7 up even, you know, and the way we finished the second half we weren't happy with, but it's a high tier competition and Wicklow's a good side in 1 Division 2B, so going on at 2 points up at half time we would have took it, you know, before the match, but we just switched off then and started the second half and they went for a couple of goals.
Yeah, and was the long ball that was the dangerous ball, and really that's what that would cost you, so it was?
I suppose two long balls in, yeah, and they read the break, you know, our defender and forward went for it and broke up to one of their forwards in the run, the first one, and he put it in the net. And the next one came off the post and their forward was forced to react and ended up in another goal. So that put us 6 or 7 down, and, you know, in fairness, we could have stopped then, but we brought back to 1 or 2 points there again and missed a few frees that maybe could have got a draw out of the game.
Yeah, just back to the first half, Ian Henderson had just won 6 to 2 points up on 27 minutes, and to be honest, Wicklow didn't really at that stage look under it, they weren't really troubling you.
No, I suppose we had well set up to counteract them, you know, and I think maybe they probably did come a bit complacent knowing we're down to Division 3A again and they're up to 2A, which is 2 divisions different. So they were a wee bit complacent. That was our chance to get 6 or 7 up, and we did. Possibly could have been more, Oisín, but Wicklow came out flying the second half, you know, and they punished us within that 6 or 8 minutes to score 2-2, and it was hard to come back from that.
Yeah. Hard to come back for, but you said you just got it back to 2 when you managed to regroup. And what was the process of that regrouping? Was it a case of going back to what you were doing in that period in the first half?
Yeah, I suppose that's what we set out to do in the second half, you know, but they actually got their hands a lot more ball around their half back line, which, as you say, was route one under their full forward line, something they weren't doing, and it caught our defenders out. And before they knew it, we were 2 goals down, and we counteract then, maybe drop Danny back into the hole a wee bit to cover the space and got us back into the game, and we could have well got a draw out of it.
It's hard too when players are tiring, but at that stage, and then there's the sucker punch of the fourth goal.
Then, which is a wee bit flattering to them, I think, you know, Donegal all hurled as well as Wicklow today, and maybe they were just a wee bit more clinical and around the box, you know, but I feel the boys come out away from the game good, you know, but moving on to Derry next week, which is probably up another level again.
Yeah. Well, looking at your squad, we made a list before the commentary today. There's 10 players there that aren't available to you for some reason or another. Maybe they're injured, or they've opted out, or they're retiring, and that's a huge number. So there's 8, I think, started here today from the Nicky Rackard final last year. Yeah. So there's big changes there, Mickey.
Massive transition, you know, and I suppose a few boys were called time, which is fair enough. A few boys opted out, and you just have to move on without them. And then we lost Declan with a knee injury, which is massive loss. Like, and I suppose we move forward what we've got, and the boys just opted out. We'll see that Donegal's going to move on, whether they're or not. And there's enough of bodies there. There's 5 or 6 players from each club now, which is a good spread, and it brings a lot of hunger and new energy to it. And if we can stay in this Christy Ring and regroup for the league next year.
Yeah, a lot of young boys in there, because you give a few of them a championship debut today as well, coming off the bench.
Yeah, I suppose Dylan Duffy started, he wasn't even on the panel last year, and he started a lot of league and made his debut in the Christy Ring, which is nice for him, you know, and we had Ryan Helferty coming off the bench, and Colin Flood, you know, but boys are going very well in training and probably put themselves in a position to maybe start next week against Derry, because they've both done well when they come on, you know.
Yeah. Derry are seen as favourites, one of the favourites for this competition. They'll be looking to win it outright. Can you trouble them next week in Nome Beg?
Well, I suppose in the league match, they were point up at half time and they blew us away in the second half. So, same thing, they might have been a bit complacent, come and played Donegal or whatever, but I think Derry will be guns blazing now, and they've the Slot Neil contingent back, and they're definitely a standard above Wicklow, I would say. I think they'll be looking to win the Christy Ring, you know. So, but we'll be getting in, it's all about performance for us, and so be it. If they do beat us, we end up in a playoff, it's all about winning that and bringing Christy Ring hurling back here again.
Yeah, that's all it's going to take, isn't it? 1-1 would be enough to keep you here.
1-1, I suppose the bottom team in each group will go down, which, if it is us, hopefully not, but maybe Roscommon on the far side, so that'll be a one-off playoff match. And so, listen, we have every chance, play like that in a playoff game or against Down even, home in Letterkenny again, we have every chance of maybe getting a one.
Is this the right place to be then, to develop these young players like the guys you just mentioned?
Definitely is, and I'm sure you'll agree, even watching it, you can see that wee bit of a different standard and a wee bit of more edge to it, and some great scores there today, you know, and I feel if we take a few mistakes and we make unforced errors out of our game and settle a wee bit more experience, we're well capable of competing in this Christy Ring.